The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. And I would like to continue a little bit with the kind of teaching I was doing earlier. By adding something to that three-part sequence. So I suggested earlier that sometimes it's nice to have a simple mnemonic description of a way to practice, and sometimes a simple sequence stated very simply can give you ideas of what to do in any given moment, any given time. And the suggestion was the three parts practice of relaxing, knowing, and then freeing or releasing. But I find there's actually nice to add one more. I know four is complicated. And that is to relax and then be and then know. And then release. That to relax and let yourself just be. Being is a wonderful thing. And a lot of times when we're not relaxed, it's because we're not letting ourselves just be. We think there's things we have to do, accomplish, avoid, resist, figure out. And so, and that whole world of doing, often it's very complicated because of all the beliefs and ideas and self talk and self-stories, self-identities we carry with us in the world of doing. And it can be a radical thing to relax and do nothing but just to be. Just to be. But then we don't want to, in Buddhism, we don't want to just be at the end of the story. We want to know. And a hugely important part of Buddhism is a knowing, is to understand more deeply, to see more clearly, to identify, to recognize what is actually happening here. And so if you can relax, and even better, if you're able just to be, just be simple, just to be, nothing needs to happen, just to be with your feelings, be with your thoughts, be with yourself as you are. Kind of get out of the way of yourself, get out of the way of the complications, and just to be with what is, then it's in a better position to see it, to know what it is. So then we try to know more carefully, to identify what it is. And sometimes in identification it's helpful to go through a list there also of in order to see more clearly. And one of the simple lists is the kind of list of the way that mindfulness instruction is often given. You can ask yourself, how is it, how's my breathing right now? Given what's happening, how am I breathing? Given what's happening, I can know how my body feels, what's the physical experience. Given what's happening now, what am I feeling emotionally? What's the emotions and mood and what's happening? And then given what's happening now, what's going on with my thinking? What thoughts am I having? What's happening this way? If you take it further, what's going on in my intention? What do I want? What do I don't want? So the practice of knowing can involve some investigations. And again, having a list like that, breath, body, emotions, thoughts, and maybe intentions, helps to break up the monolithic authority that our experience has, or our concepts have, or the ideas we have that we live by, or the monolithic authority of our sense of me, myself, and mine. So to kind of go through and step back and look, oh, this is what's happening. These are elements of it. So to know it, to investigate, to look, and then to free, to release. And this is the kind of the good news of Buddhism, is it's possible to release, to let go. It's possible to be free of clinging, of grasping, of craving, of fear, of hate, of greed. It's possible to be free of these things. And that's why we want to be a little bit careful to not to overemphasize the practices of being, because it's kind of easy with the practices of emphasis just being to overlook the ways in which we're still craving and clinging, and be a little bit too complacent around it or too accepting of it. Certainly it's powerful to just be present for our craving, our clinging, and allow it to be, not to judge it and not to be critical of it or make a big story, this means I'm a bad Buddhist because I happen to cling. Just be with the clinging, just let it be. And some people, that's a big lesson. And then they get to know it better. I think a good approach in Buddhism is that if you find yourself attached to something, clinging to something, craving for something, that you should be happy in the sense that now you get a chance to study it. And the healthy letting go of clinging, the healthy letting go of anything, follows in the wake of understanding it well. And so letting go of things too quickly can lead to problems. So if you, sometimes we want to get rid of our problems as quickly as we can, but sometimes it's really healthy to let it linger and stay so that we can get to know it better, know the different aspects of it, and get to know. So with clinging, get to know it better. And with clinging also, if you recognize that you're attached or holding on to something, and sometimes with clinging and attachment, you can't quite get our handle on I know I'm attached, but I don't quite know how or what to do. You can go through the same list of the basic instructions. How does it affect my breathing? Am I breathing held anywhere or tight? How is my clinging or attachment, what does it feel like in my body? Is there any emotions associated with this? What are the thoughts and what are the mental activities that are connected to this? And what is it that I want and don't want that's somehow connected to this? So I go through the list. And then after knowing it well, then the release can be more meaningful, more lasting, deeper. So then we release or let go or free ourselves or loosen up on things. And letting go or release or freedom is a close partner to the first step, which is relax. And so then you can relax more. And then you can start the process over again. Because life is always changing, always something new going on, so you have a chance again. How can I relax with what's happening now? How can I be easy with what's happening, at ease? If you just have ease with what's happening, or relax, or loosen up, or lighten up. And then can I just be? Take time to be. And then can I get to know it better? And if you rush to get to know it, then you don't have the benefits of just being. Being is kind of freeing itself, and then being, knowing, and then letting go. And that whole process can go quickly, and that whole process can take years, depending on what you're looking at, what your issues are. So sometimes we want to take our time with each of those steps. Sometimes you want to spend a lot of time practicing being. It's very nourishing. Sometimes you want to spend a lot of time knowing, investigating. And sometimes you want to just emphasize and practice letting go and freeing. That's accessible, and the repeating of it might be the most meaningful thing. So the simple formulation is relax, know, and release. The complicated version is paradoxically, ironically, doing one more thing, and that doing one more thing is just to be. So relax, be, know, and release. So thank you for this morning and for your practice.